Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Yippee-i-a.
All right, we're taking your phone calls now from Manuel and many others. Manuel in New Jersey, thanks for calling in. I guess you told the folks that answered your call that you're coming to D.C. on the 6th of January.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing you and many other people in D.C. on January 6th. I feel like it's probably the last stronghold for us as Americans to protect our freedoms.
Well, that's right. And if there are 5 million people there, which we could easily do, and there was close to a million that first one, that message will repudiate on record their lie of Joe Biden and his stupid virtual inauguration that they're going to try to have 14 days later.
Oh, exactly. I feel like the fake news media and fellow NPC Americans, they're expecting a specific archetype of Trump supporters to be there in D.C., but I feel like they'll be greatly shocked at the intellectual diversity that will come crashing through in D.C. on January 6th.
Well, they are shocked. I mean, they tried to always say the Tea Party was racist so that blacks, Hispanics, and Asians wouldn't go. That started to fail about 8 years ago as people went and were totally accepted and loved. And then now, under Trump, you go, and you'll have an overrepresentation at some of these rallies of blacks, Hispanics, and others. And the media, that's what put them into total race-based panic mode to say Trump is Hitler because they don't know what to do. I mean, look, Trump got 3 times more black men to vote for him than any Republican ever. That scares the living snot out of the establishment.
Oh, yeah, of course it does. I've attended a recent anti-lockdown protest here near New York City. And when I wear my MAGA hat, I get a lot of people telling me that I'm brave and that I'm that I have courage, and just other people yelling at me that I'm a sellout to my race, that I shouldn't be wearing that hat. And it's bothersome. It's bothersome that you can't express yourself in this country anymore.
Well, they got to think. I mean, if you have got brown skin, since when is the Democratic Party that founded the KKK, since when do they speak for you? And if you're not for them, you're bad. I mean, that's so cultic. It's so evil that people like you, my friend, are trailblazers. They're standing against it. God bless you, Manuel. I just want to say this. I want to explain it again. I know everybody knows this, but this is really a talking point. This is bigger than Trump. Thank God he hasn't conceded. We need to keep exposing the fraud, keep showing the evidence. And then no matter what happens, Trump is still our president. And I think he should have that talking point because it's true that the power structure and the system has occupied America. And put in their puppet, and that Trump should then travel around the country rallying legislatures, state houses, and others. And he should have a nightly TV program where he'll have more ratings than Fox, talks to the public. I mean, Trump cannot go away. And yes, he's made huge mistakes. And yes, he's had to make compromises, like on this legislation, this relief package. And we can spend all day talking about how that's wrong. Great, you're going to have Joe Biden via fraud and the Chi-Coms, the globalists. And so I just hope there's as much energy and concern by Ann Coulter and others when Joe Biden is gutting the country and we're in a total depression. I just hope that we can get some criticism of the Democrats. Because I get it's avant-garde to talk about Trump and where he should have done better. And it shows how good people are and how superior they are. And I agree. We need Trump to pardon Assange. I don't like this latest pardon of this guy that swindled the Medicare and Medicaid stuff of over $1 billion. It's disgusting. All with Jared Kushner and the rest of it. It's disgusting. I'm saying the big issue is the New World Order, the world government, the forced inoculations, the travel passes, all of this coming in. Trump's had big rallies with no mask. Trump said you shouldn't be mandatory to have vaccines. Trump said you shouldn't have travel passes. We need him to speak in his last 23 days, if this is the last 23 days, now out against that and say it's a fraud and say it's wrong. His head of COVID response, Atlas, said all that, but then he resigned. And now Fauci's just running around out there running things. This is outrageous. We need Trump to mobilize, organize, and to declare war on the globalists one way or another and use his bully pulpit while he still has it. He's using it more and more, but one-tenth what he should. We need resolute action now. Back in 60 seconds.
The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack, at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, the best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that is more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We have some of the most Orwellian footage out of New York, New Jersey, California, of SWAT team raids on salons, on restaurants that don't stay closed, right next to big chain stores that do stay open. That's how the Democrats now can pre-program these maps where they gerrymander it, where, oh, your business has got to be closed, but this other business can be open. I mean, this is total tyranny. Now, notice Black Lives Matter got $10.6 billion from the left to, quote, protect black people from the almost non-existent crime of cops killing black men. 14 black men a year get shot illegitimately by the police. Balloon those numbers to 500. It isn't the 2,000-plus killed by black men on black men every year in Chicago. But every life matters. It's a red herring, though, ladies and gentlemen. Because when you actually look at the COVID lockdown starving millions around the world, most of them Africans, you're talking about millions of dead. But see, the media focuses on 14 dead people instead of the millions of dead people. I don't care what color they are. It's wrong. But my point about getting into Black Lives Matter is, everybody's upset at the cops because they, quote, are hunting down black men in this fantasy world, because they take each sad event and balloon it up and turn it into a huge tragedy. As Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 dies, it's a statistic. It's totally true. He also said, I don't care who casts the votes, I care who counts them. Boy, doesn't Joe Biden know that. Don't the Chi-Coms know that, helping out still the election. So here are the police. You want to go after the police? You want to say the police are the bad guys? They are in blue jurisdictions when they carry out illegal orders like this. I mean, all over the country, sheriff departments and police departments have said, we're not going to go shut down a barber shop or a little mom-and-pop restaurant for this COVID thing when it's an overblown hoax. And we're not going to do it when right next door the big box store is full. It's a consolidation of the economy to bankrupt us, to bring in a universal income. The UN admits it. We've covered it. We've done reports on it. It's a fact. Klaus Schwab at the Davos Group, that heads up the UN program, says it's about getting you on welfare. It's about controlling you. So you have to take inoculations. I said years ago they'll release a bioweapon or the threat of a weapon. Say you got to take a vaccine to be able to have a job or travel, and then tie it to your welfare check that you take the vaccine. Well, now they're just going to make you have a welfare check because you were not essential. And then you wait, what is it, 6 months since the last stimulus money, and it's $600? $600? 90%+ went to foreign banks? People say, why are we being screwed so hard? Because we put up with it. I mean, the globalists have gotten away with anything now. Now they're just like, and that's really where we're at. There is a feeding frenzy. There is a free-for-all. There is an orgy. There is a Tasmanian devil-level event of looting and destroying this country, because it's the globalist mission to bring America down. Not just in Cloward and Piven, not just in the Great Reset, which is the great leap forward, but in the UN codified world government plan. This is the free-for-all. And the Democrats and their minions are just the locust or the army ants eating us to the bone, baby. We're being eaten to the bone right now. Now, I'm smart. I'm not bragging. I'm smart. I'm going to become more successful in this climate because I was prepositioned for it. The globalists run the operation. They're really going to do good. But for the average person, it's over. Your college degrees are worthless. You're already being poisoned to death by the GMO, the 5G, and now the mRNA mutagens that mutate your whole body. I mean, they aren't going 0 to 60. They're going 0 to a trillion miles an hour. We went into warp. We're in warp right now. I mean, 1 year will be like 100 years now. And it's going to normalize. Your neighbors are all dying of cancer, and there's all the... It's like, oh, it's all part of the COVID nightmare. We got used to all the dead. Oh, COVID 2.0, COVID... You know, 2021, 2022, they've got major Hollywood films like Songbird coming out in the year 2023. COVID-22 has been released, and no one's allowed to go outside, and tens of millions are dead who were shot and killed for leaving their houses. And then you turn on Chuck E. Schumer, and he's like, we will arrest you if you leave your home. We need more arrests. Release the child molesters. Release the child molesters, and then put the woman that opens her salon in jail. You ain't got to go to New York to find that happening. You go to Texas to find that happening because we don't value freedom. We don't value unborn babies. We don't value born babies. We don't value old people. We don't value ourselves. So guess what? The New World Order doesn't value us. And God will let us have what we want. We forsake ourselves. God didn't forsake us. We took all the blessings and threw them out the window because we had a game of tennis to play or golf to play. Or we were going to go act cool with our friends and get drunk again. And so who cares? Let somebody else handle it. Okay, everything will be taken from you now. Everything. And they're going to do it in increments where you join along, you'll be taken care of, and then, oh, it gets a little harder, but you still join. You still keep complying while you're being strangled. All right, let's go to... Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Just watching the world government takeover plan happen. And at the end of it, they kill everybody. So, I mean, I'm just going to watch it all happen, I guess. Sit here and take it. You know?
Well, the reason why I'm calling, I'm not quite so sure how dedicated Vice President Pence is going to be. I'm concerned about the electoral college count coming up in Congress on the 6th.
Well, that's right. Last week, on the 23rd, could have killed the whole deal and handed the electoral stuff to Trump. He doesn't have the political will. I would expect betrayal on the 6th as well.
Yeah, that's scary. The thing that made me think about it was, you know, back when Daddy Bush's funeral and some of them got envelopes and he and his wife got one. I'm like, weird. So I don't know. I don't know what made me think about that yesterday either, but I'm really concerned about, you know, when that comes up on the 6th.
Well, people like Pence think playing politics and surviving and getting more power personally means you're smart. No, that's not leadership. Leadership is going against the grain when you know society's in trouble and sacrificing yourself, if need be, to save the group. It's the opposite of collectivism. It's individual action for the collective. It's called leadership. And so far, we've not seen that from Pence or the evil turtle. Hell, his wife's on the Chi-Com payroll. What do you expect?
Yeah. I'm just really concerned about it. Plus, ever since he was selected and I saw him speak, you know, after Trump picked him for vice president, he just seems too slick and polished, just like all the other traitors in the government.
Well, I don't go off how slick somebody is. Trump can be pretty slick. But I go off his actions, and he's got a lot of good rhetoric. But when it comes to delivering Mike Pence in the clinch, right when you need him, right when he can stop it all and be a leader, he doesn't. He absolutely is a no-show and just tries to hide back in the woodwork. Thank you, Mike. We're going to go to break and come back, and I'm going to try to take 5 or 6 calls the next segment. I want to get to all these calls this hour because we have several guests coming up as well. But when we come back, we'll talk to Diana, we'll talk to Wendy, and many others right on the other side. But that caller, raised some really good points. Yeah, all we're seeing is betrayal. And I don't want to get lost in the shuffle there with all this betrayal. You're welcome to bring it up. What I'm saying is global government, China as the model, world cashless society, world ID, to travel, to go to a restaurant, to have a job. It was all set up by the Rockefellers. It was all tested by Bill Gates. We told you when this all got launched 11 months ago that this would be here by the winter. Now here it's here. And how do we know? Because it's all been pre-positioned. It's all scripted. In every country, it's the same because it's the UN calling the shots. It's world government telling us how to respond and how to track people and how to arrest people and how to lock people in their houses and how to make people take shots that mutagenically change all their cells. So it's not just the UN's running things and world government. They're coming to put something in us that they say is going to make us real sick and change our bodies forever, and that scientists look at the vaccine and say it'll sterilize you. World government's coming. The UN's coming to sterilize you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. I'm losing weight and I'm turning by the tail.
Welcome back. We're going to your phone calls here in just about 30 seconds. I want to be 100% clear. I'm saying some really scary, frightening things here on air. But everything I'm telling you is on record. I mean, the UN, all of them say we want to depopulate the earth at least 80%. We want to come out with vaccines to sterilize people. And they come out with this mRNA vaccine, and the scientists, top ones, put reports in and file lawsuits to the EU, saying right here in the ingredients it says it attacks this protein, an autoimmune response, that'll attack the placenta. What the hell are you doing? You're going to have adverse reactions. And now you're having people getting paralyzed and dying and getting super sick, and it's just back of the newspaper. So they're making their move, and I just have to tell you like it is, and I feel like I'm not doing enough just being here on air, just calmly talking about all this. This is so otherworldly, and I knew this was all coming. And so imagine, I knew it was all coming. Most of you research the same stuff I have. You know what I know. A lot of you know more than I know. And we have to resist this, and we have to just say no to it and not even get caught in the regular low-level political slime or quicksand that's real issues but are side issues that all flow that are symptomatic of the underlying globalist disease and our own domestication and our own separation from the land, our own separation from God, our own separation from reality that allows this to happen. Let's go ahead and talk to Diana in Michigan. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to say that Lynn Wood did post on Twitter last night at 10:54 p.m. The statement from the president in regards to his signing the COVID relief package. And if you click on that, on the statement from the president from the White House, he cites the Empowerment Control Act of 1974, and that the act provides that whenever the president determines that all or part of any budget authority will not be required to carry out the full objectives or scope of programs for which it's provided, yada, yada, yada. Basically, in other words, he is sending a strong message that makes clear to Congress that the wasteful items need to be removed, and that he's sending back to Congress a redline version item by item, accompanied by the formal recession request to Congress and sustain.
Sure. And you know, I mean, I get why you're calling in. I'm glad you did. The big debate is how he sold us out, and he said it was a bad bill, but then he signed it, and then a lot of folks feel really good criticizing him, and then everybody comes and defends him and says he line-itemed it with a red line, and they've told him that if he signed it, that they're going to give us $2,000 apiece instead of $600, and all of it is rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. We need to arrest the globalists. We need the globalists to be put on notice that we understand they're violating the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, and are involved in a planetary medical tyranny takeover. But you're absolutely right. He fought the bill. He tried to get the foreign pork out. They've got the numbers to overriding if they have to. So he's gotten the $2,000 in it and signed it because he at least, I guess, you know, if he's going to get raped along with us, might enjoy it. I don't agree with that. I'm stating what he did. And that's where we are. I just know this. In 23 days, all these Republicans that love to criticize Trump because he's not as pure as they wish he was, they're going to have Joe Biden in there, and I just hope they go after Joe Biden. But they'll get banned off Twitter real quick if they do. They won't probably be doing that. So that's why Ann Coulter and all these people continue to just attack Trump constantly and never cover all the real issues going on, is because that's how they survive and don't get deplatformed.
Can I plug for something?
Well, let me just tell you, we're not screening your call, ma'am. You're live on air. We really appreciate you. You can talk about whatever you want.
Okay, I want to plug your InfoWars mask, although I know that we're all against masks and that it's just basically a symbol of, you know, conformity and enslavement. But I want to say every time I go out wearing it, when I go out to, shop at grocery stores and whatnot, at least one person every single time compliments me on the mask. And they're like, oh, Alex Jones, I love him. And then I let them know, go to band.video, BANNED.video, because sometimes when I say band.video, they think BAND. So I make sure to clarify that. But almost every single time I go out, I get compliments on that. So it's definitely spreading the word. And, you know, so it doesn't inhibit my breathing. I wear it underneath my nose. And it's kind of like lets people know that I don't really believe in the mask either. I'm wearing it just because I have to. I live in Governor Whitmer's horrible state. But I do want to say I did see one other person wear it at first earlier this year when he first came out with it, and I literally got brought to tears because I saw another person that believes like I do, and I didn't feel all alone out in this world. And it meant so much to me to see someone taking action, so I went ahead and ordered one for myself. And I swear to God, I just had a baby, too, on the 7th of December.
Oh, congratulations.
And I was masturbating the whole time of, when I was in the hospital. And I just had to make sure that I'm putting that message out there. And it really makes an impact. And we, have big, long conversations with, the workers at these different grocery stores and other customers and stuff. And it really is a feeling of empowerment to see that there are other people out there thinking like you, that you're not all alone. So even though I don't believe in the mask, it's a great statement to get it out there to the rest
of the world. Diana, I'm so glad you got through. God bless you, and congratulations on that new wonderful life that you have brought into the world. And I only wish the best for your new baby. I'm glad she called, because this is bigger than Alex Jones, and this is one of my frustration points in my mind that people don't seem to get. And when I've in general talked about Pharisees, I'm not talking about any particular individual. I'm talking about the way a Pharisee brain works is very one-dimensional. Like, you say the masks are a fraud and cause bacterial pneumonia. You say they don't protect you. You say they're a symbol of slavery. Then what are you doing selling masks? Well, when we launched them, I made the decision to print it with InfoWars.com. So if you're on a plane or in a restaurant where it's a private place and they're making you do it and you need to go there for whatever reason, you wear it to fight back and then use the abuse like a judo move. They attack you. You use their momentum to throw them through the wall. Now, a Pharisee doesn't have two-dimensional or even third-dimensional or fourth-dimensional thought processes. It's a very neurotic neuroses where it's only one-dimensional. The left's the same way. And they will say, oh, it's a big thing. Jones, there's been articles. Jones sells masks, but he says masks are a fraud. Well, yeah, and when we did it, the crew said, should we put masks out with InfoWars on it so you have to wear a mask? And absolutely. And last night, when I went to the movie theater, you're supposed to wear them to go in. It's a private place. We wore InfoWars masks. And it caused conversations. And so you use it against them. And then I talked to everybody I saw in the movie theater. It was amazing. Alamo Drafthouse, horrible socialist globalists own it. They love it. You go in, all the lights are turned off. It's like dystopic. They're sitting there with wanting to, with a thermometer, a laser thermometer, to all get into theater. And I said to the guy, I said, the same amount of people died this year that died last year, right? And this is all a fraud. He goes, I know, but we're just doing it to keep you safe. Oh, if I never existed, I'd be safe. It's all a fraud to shut down the economy. You won't even have your job soon, buddy. This is a global takeover. And the people that own Alamo are horrible leftist globalists, worst people you can even imagine. But I went there just to check it out because I hadn't been to a movie in the last 11 months, and it was just a disgrace. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. NewsWars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting worldwide in defiance of tyranny. Only on air because of you. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I'm blessed and honored to be here. All right, Tom Papert and, of course, Patrick Howley of National Follower just popping in for a few segments. I'm going to go right back to Joe, Wendy, CD, Scott, Brent, Victor, Tom, all of you. We're going to get to you in the order of your call being received. But I wanted to get the unvarnished view on the election, the fraud coming out, really where these gentlemen think things are going, what they think of the pardons, what they think of Trump signing on to this recovery bill, and what we're going to do if they actually get Joe Biden in there. So I want to thank you both for coming on. Let's go to Patrick Howley first and just get front and center, what do you think the most important issue is right now, Patrick?
Well, Alex, I believe the most important issue is January 6th. I predict victory. I expect victory. That's how the team is going forward with this. Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, and everybody. And there is Republican willpower to fight this. And you're going to see Congressman Matt Gaetz. You're going to see Madison Cawthorn challenging this Electoral College certification, applying pressure on Vice President Mike Pence to do the right thing and use his constitutional authority. The ball is live on the field. And President Donald Trump signing off on this stimulus, he made it very clear that a quid pro quo as part of this is that Republicans are committed to fight on January 6th. So that's what we're focused on. I predict victory. We're going to be in Washington, D.C., and we're going to make sure that the people's voices are heard about the massive voter fraud that we've uncovered, that this man has uncovered, the National File has uncovered, and we are going to make our voices heard to the world.
Tom, are you that optimistic? I mean, I know that Biden can hardly talk. He's a Chi-Com agent. He's trying to steal the election. He's very weak. Trump is strong. We have incredible evidence of fraud, but it's this weird parallel universe where they're over there saying no evidence, no evidence. President-elect, president-elect, and Trump saying, hey, folks, don't start moving our stuff out. We're not leaving. I mean, this is talk about nail-biting. This is crazy.
Well, that's exactly what it is, Alex. It's nail biting. It's never happened before in our country, and I hope it never happens again. As you said, Trump has all of the cards. He has all of the evidence. The problem is we can't get a venue. So it seems, I mean, obviously we saw him meeting with Lindsey Graham over the weekend. We saw him meeting with other folks over the weekend. It seems as though there's been some horse trading. I'm not party to it. I hope it's real. I hope the January 6th will be successful. I know that we've reported a National File. We have two sources close to the Trump legal team and direct communication with the president regularly, who confirmed that Tommy Tuberville, before Mitch McConnell started leaning on him, was 100% on board to do this. He just didn't want to say it publicly for fear of reprisal from the turtle man, Mitch McConnell. So it will be interesting to see whether or not Mitch is more powerful than Trump on January 6th. And then it will be interesting to see, of course, whether or not Vice President Pence and the requisite 50 or 51 senators will do the right thing.
Explain the process, either you or either Papert or Howley, of the fact that we have checks and balances, and when Congress sees electoral fraud like this, they can decertify it. I mean, this is in the Constitution, and to just say that there's no evidence of fraud is the ultimate gaslighting.
That's right. And Republicans have put forward alternative slates of electors that are constitutionally viable on January 6th. Tom, you know, you're a big expert on the process. You know, obviously, we've had a lot of long conversations, Robert's Rules of Order type conversations. But, you know, I'm feeling confident. Do you want to explain the process?
Well, sure. I mean, there's really two remedies right now, and that is on January 6th. And we saw this in 2017, by the way. They tried to do this to Trump, but they couldn't get a senator to object. A sitting U.S. representative in the new Congress that will come in on January 3rd needs to have in writing a written objection. We've got this from Mo Brooks. That written objection then needs to be mirrored in the Senate. If it is with Tommy Tuberville or any number of people, Rand Paul, I'm looking at you, Ted Cruz, looking at you, these are all of our heroes, right? Why haven't they agreed to do this? That's a very good question. But then if they have a senator agree, the two chambers break off and go meet and discuss the allegations of fraud, what they should do, whether they should strike these electoral votes, what the proper thing to do. And in all likelihood, Nancy Pelosi's House will say, no, Arizona's Sharpie ballot markers were fine. That was just how elections were meant to be, according to the founding fathers. Meanwhile, if the Republicans have a spine, which we'll see if that happens, that's the big question, they'll come back and say, no, Arizona must be thrown out. It's then entirely up to Vice President Mike Pence, as the presiding officer of the joint session of Congress. He gets to decide what to do with that information, Alex. So Mike Pence can say, all right, I'm siding with the Senate on this one. We're going to toss out Arizona. He can do that. Or Pence can do the safe thing, the expected thing, and he can say, there's no agreement, I do not want to cast a tie-breaking vote, therefore Arizona stands. So again, it's very precarious, Alex, that a lot of this depends on people like Mike Pence, who I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but any plan that relies on one person, that's a big critical failure.
Well, let's go further. Why don't we see Trump putting Pence on the hot seat? We know they met on the 22nd. The details of that were not released, but it was reportedly about the fact that Pence could have already done this on the 23rd. I think Trump should be stronger at the bully pulpit, exposing the fraud. He's at least started to do some of that. I really think this is going too slow. And I expect that if Pence was really planning this, he would be out talking about it. He would be out challenging it. He would be out talking about the fraud. He's not doing that. That's why I think massive pressure, millions and millions in D.C., regardless of what happens, we never accept this election. We never accept this fraud. We never let them control the narrative that they're trying to put out that's based on fraud. That's why even if Trump conceded, I'm going there on the 6th, I'm going there on the 20th, because we have to say no to the Chi-Com puppet-occupied government of Joe Biden. Patrick?
Yeah, and you know, Mike Pence should resign if he's not going to do the right thing on January 6th. He should resign for the good of the American people, and we can get a new vice president in there. I think it's very important to realize that Ted Cruz was all lined up to argue the Supreme Court case if it came to a Supreme Court case. It was a great strategic play by the Trump team, using your Attorney General, Ken Paxton, to bring the lawsuit. When states sue other states, it immediately gets docketed at the Supreme Court. Alito and Thomas did the right thing and ruled that they should have heard this case. But the Supreme Court let us down. But when you have 18 states challenging an election, that's the closest that we've come to a legitimate secession scenario since the Civil War. The voices of the people will be heard. And if these politicians don't do the right thing on January 6th, American politics will never be the same. If the Republicans think they're going to keep this Republican Party and anybody's going to vote for Pence or McConnell after this, a third party could rise from that. But I'm committed to victory. I know Tom's committed to victory. Obviously, the team, and there are great people like Matt Gaetz who are going to drag this out. And there are 2 hours.
I totally agree with you. They're just not getting any attention. What about Louie Gohmert from Texas? Great congressman. He's suing Pence to force this out in the open. The Washington Times is reporting, and almost no one else.
Well, you've got the effort from Louie Gohmert. You have the Amistad Project suing Mike Pence. I mean, it's starting to be where there is a clear and open and public division between the president and the vice president, as well as the president and his political party. So if they manage, and I still have to hope this is not going to happen, Alex, but if they do manage to get their globalist Chi-Com puppet on the throne, we're going to be in such a fascinating scenario where it's no longer a dual party system. If anything, it's a party within a party. But as you said, Alex, more than 50% of the country at this point seems to believe the election was stolen. It was fraudulent. This guy is going to go into office at 12:01 p.m. on January 20th with half the country believing he's illegitimate. That's never happened before in our country. And if the Republicans think that's okay, they're not going to have a job come the next election. We're doing a list right now of all the Republican senators who are up in 2024. Among them are people like Rand Paul, John Thune, who is bullying Tuberville not to do this, Marco Rubio. And I can personally attest, Alex, to these people, to these politicians. I may not make sure you lose in 2022, but you're going to need way more money than you ever thought was possible to keep from being primaried.
That's right. And then the media spends it. McConnell spends it. Oh, you want Democrats to win? No. Just like we ran Trump, just like we've run other people, we want folks in there that are Americans that fight against foreign takeovers. Because, again, this is a foreign multinational takeover. And I agree with Patrick, and I agree with you, Tom. Let's talk about secession here. Because you could say if Biden got in and turned the economy on and left people alone, there wouldn't be secession. He says he's going to cut the coal power plants off, stop the oil drilling. That'll kill the economy. He says he's going to keep us locked down for years, force inoculations. That's going to force a damn uprising. So, I mean, we are headed towards an explosive situation, and I pray that's not the case, but that's where we're going. We'll be right back with our guest today with us, NashvilleFile.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. You can agree with what Thomas Jefferson had to say on that subject.
Run on for a long time.
You know, earlier today I aired a video that Trump tweeted out over the weekend, start of the show, and I'd forgotten when I was watching it. They had a clip of Brian Williams, the guy that said he got shot down in a helicopter, none of it happened, fact-checking the president, saying there is, quote, absolutely no evidence of election fraud. The arrogance of the system putting a known, complete, stolen valor fraud on TV, saying that to fact-check the president. And that new video I saw earlier today of Schumer going, we need testing, 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 and arrest, arrest, arrest. Let the child molesters out, let the criminals out, but lock you up because you opened your salon. I mean, these are authoritarian, crazy people. But we let them run things, and so there's no limit to what they're going to do. We're talking to great writers over at nationalfile.com that has been really a tip of the spear, along with the Gateway Pundit, on ferreting out the voluminous election fraud. But I want to go back to Patrick and then you, Pappert, in closing here with, just call it a civil war, call it a cold war, call it secession. I mean, out of survival mechanism, we individually have to secede from the lockdowns and say, I am essential. Just as Jeff Bezos says, I'm essential too, or just as Hillary is, or my bakery is, or my gas station is, or my salon is. And then none of the globalists follow their own lockdown garbage. They admit it's a power grab. I'm going to cover more of that next hour with the documents. But when we talk about secession or civil war in 18 states, Patrick, you were getting into that, going to the Supreme Court and just being totally rejected when on the face of it, the legislature didn't pass law for the 80 million fake ballots, mail-in ballots. I mean, on the face of it, this election's a fraud. So it's just this revolution of tyranny. What do you expect to happen if they are able, and I'm not being defeatist here, folks, go to D.C. It's more important than ever to say no to the fraud, no to the Chi-Coms, no to the globals. We're going to keep occupying D.C. We're going to keep resisting more and more from here on out. This is just the beginning one way or another. But in a way, stealing it from Trump and doing all these lockdowns and not backing down and being caught in all these lies and having spokespersons like Brian Williams, Patrick, it seems like a perfect recipe for civil war. What do you think the establishment's thinking?
Well, Alex, first of all, I want to make clear, because I just got a text, you know, nobody's considering replacing Mike Pence in the short term as a strategy, but mark my words, that was looked into, that was researched. Absolutely no one has a free pass if they're going to go against President Donald Trump. President Donald Trump is the Republican Party. President Donald Trump is this movement, and the American people are desperate to keep him in here. Mike Pence is never going to be able to run for president or do anything, get elected dog catcher, if he doesn't come through for us. So, look, here's what's going to happen on January 6th, is great independent media like Tom and Alex Jones are going to show the world in real time all of the evidence that the courts have not been making public to the people and the Supreme Court won't even hear. And I know Matt Gaetz is going to fight, and I know we can drag it out for hours upon hours upon hours and create a maximum pressure scenario. And that's why what we're doing is going to really make an impact if we're actually going to win this thing. And I am committed, as we all are, as all Americans are, to actually winning. We don't want to just prove a point.
No, I agree. The only thing that's futile is not resisting. Resistance is victory. This is a foreign takeover. More important than ever to protest, to be engaged, to put pressure on Congress. I agree. And the globalists are weak. They lost this election. They had to steal it in front of everyone. And I think the evidence is clear. Mitch McConnell had made deals beforehand. They knew the fix was in. The Supreme Court went along with the mail-in ballots. I mean, this was all pre-planned. And so the American people, I think, need to be educated about that.
Well, I agree, Alex, and I would back to your question. I think that what we're going to see is an individual secession movement, and we've already, I think, seen the beginning of this when the federal government sat on its hands for 8 years under Obama while half the country legalized pot. I don't have a problem with pot personally, but it's very weird to see states blatantly flip off the federal government and get away with it. Then under Trump, we've seen even more of that with all of these sanctuary counties where you can immigrate illegally, kill as many people as you want, and they can't do anything about it because you're in a sanctuary. And again, the federal government just lets them. So it's about time that these legislatures that we've all been meeting with and talking to, and some of them are really great people in Arizona and in Georgia, they have some great legislators there. It's time for these people to really declare themselves a sanctuary state where everything Joe Biden says is null and void inside of it. And it's time for individuals to do the same. Joe Biden's word means nothing inside this studio. I will never wear a mask. I will never comply with his demands. I am free from Joe Biden. It's done.
That's right. We must declare our Declaration of Independence, whether Trump gets back in or whether they fraudulently put and shoehorn in Biden. The blue states and blue cities are going to continue as cancers, keeping things closed, undermining us. I know you guys know about this, but even Tucker Carlson's aired the clips. They have multiple communist Chinese leaders and sociologists and others on national Chinese TV at communist conclaves saying, ha, 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 the virus has shut them down. They will never come out again. America is destroyed. America is over. Ha, 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 we control the highest levels of their government. They're open for business. They're not wearing masks anymore for 6 months, basically. And the whole world's investing in China, saying America will never reopen because the globalists control the blue cities and blue states and are saying it's an act of war. They're keeping us shut down. We've got to get this out to the American people that this is their destruction. Not the virus, but the fraudulent lockdown from the virus. Patrick?
Yeah, FDA documents quietly admit and CDC documents quietly admit that the tests are bogus. You can test positive without actually having COVID, whatever COVID is at this point. It is an absolute fraud. It is the biggest wealth grab by the elites that we've ever seen. And how is it not a conflict of interest for Jeff Bezos, who's a government contractor? Amazon's a major government contractor. The federal government is providing guidance for the government to shut down small businesses that compete with Bezos, thus increasing the profits of Whole Foods, Amazon, and everything else Bezos is doing to rig our economy. So if we care about the free market, we would want government to actually act as good faith actors and stop Bezos from what he's doing and open up this country. But unfortunately, so much of our government is subverted. But we're going to find out on January 6th who are the good guys and who are not the good guys.
Well, that's absolutely right. It's called racketeering when corporations or groups get together to shut down their competition fraudulently. But when government does it, it's called fascism. And we have the government saying you're non-essential, but all the big billion-dollar companies are. This is outrageously criminal. And when I watch the left pretending like they're part of the cult, going along with it. I mean, I went to a movie theater owned by leftists last night called Alamo Drafthouse. I haven't been out to a movie in like 11 months. And they have the lights all turned off down to one light, this big theater up at the counter, and everything's all dusty and dirty, and he has the little thermometer and wanting our to scan us and all getting into the theater of it. They know it's about collapsing America. They know it's about a weird, sick dystopia and their leftist power, but the average leftist is going to be destroyed in this.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, they have this great fantasy that when the revolution comes, you know, they'll get to go work in uniform design or something like that for the great Stalinist regime that they're ushering in. No, they have no use for these people. I mean, if your job is to be a good little COVID goose stepper when you take people's temperatures, you're not going to have a job. You're not going to be needed in their society. If you're lucky, you'll get to sit at home on your $1,200 a month credit and take your weekly COVID shot and be tested every 6 hours, and that you'll just resign yourself to that. That's the best these people can hope for. Meanwhile, on our side, we need to, as you said, Alex, individually just refuse to comply with this stuff. And at some point, it will become clear certain geographic regions, East Texas, Central Kansas, are a whole lot better to live in than the big blue cities that have run amok and ruined our country.
You know, Tom and I fight like Clarence Darrow on a daily basis to avert these mask mandates, even to the point where a lady, you know, I walked in the door and she said, if you're going to walk in that door, you need to have a mask. And I said, look, we don't need to dwell on the past. I've already walked the 50 feet. I'm here right now. And I challenged her policies. And the fact that I had already done it meant that that she had no recourse in her company handbook in order to throw me out. So if you just go ahead and do it, then that messes up their HR handbook. We win every single one. I've never lost to a mask.
Oh, yeah, no. Most of the time I don't wear the mask. But if you're going out with, quote, you know, people that are kind of not afraid but don't want any trouble, you're out for a nice night. You comply because it's their property. You're absolutely right. But imagine, I've been to that theater probably 50 times at night over the years. It's all lit up. It's all nice. The lights are all off. Like, is it open? You go in, and it's like you're going into a gateway to hell. And that's the left. They're all failed theater students. It's true. They're all failed theater students. They're all in on the kabuki haunted house theater with everybody. But they're greasing their own destruction. Stay there. Do 5 more minutes, gentlemen. I'm going to come back and take calls. Out of Joel Skousen joining us. I'm going to get to all these callers that are patiently holding. I will get to you, and I appreciate you being there. Separately, quick plug, last day to get Christmas specials, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off a bunch of the items, 60% off, 25% off, free shipping, and all ends today, biggest sales of the year, InfoWarsStore.com, and Ultra 12 is excellent. We have Winter Sun, high-quality vitamin D3 with K under the tongue, great for your immune system, for just everything. It's back in stock, 50% off, and you fund this operation. I want to thank you all for your support. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.